In Baghdad, a U.S.-led economic council has met for the first time to discuss ways to attract foreign investment to Iraq and create jobs. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer says the top priority is to find employment for the one-third of the Iraqi workforce now idle. The U.S. military added to the unemployment when it dissolved the Ministry of Defense, and with it, the Iraqi army. The danger created by thousands of armed and trained soldiers who have no means of income appears to have sped up the creation of a new Iraqi corps. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
These former military men are armed with printed Arabic signs and small scraps of notebook paper with their demands written out in English. With no government to hear their complaints, they come to the place that appears to have some power, the American soldiers guarding the front entrance to the headquarters of the occupying force here. Karim Hamid speaks for a group of former soldiers.
I'm colonel of a handicapped officer of Iraqi, all suffering of cost of living, anything of home, any need of home, any need of their children.
Some stand in the heat on crutches. Others are missing limbs. One former soldier holds up his mangled hand, a recent war wound, to demonstrate that he needs some help.
We love America. We want for America to help us.
When U.S. soldiers dissolved the army last month, it ended hopes of paychecks for more than 100,000 soldiers, from battle-hardened fighters to secretaries, pensioners, and war widows. In the last few weeks, U.S. administrators appear to have rethought the policy and now say they will begin recruiting for a new Iraqi corps and pay pensions. The message of the demonstrations has gotten through.
It was noted, but was not an influential factor. The concern has been all along of taking care of these loyal and brave soldiers and their families, but it may have sped up the time frame.
Marine Colonel Jim Frawley is the chief of staff for U.S. administrators who are now restructuring the Iraqi army.
There's two things we're going to use them right now of out-of-work Iraqi soldiers, putting them into security functions, and also use them for battlefield cleanup, even the ones that aren't in the new Iraqi corps, and to refurbish some of these current bases that we're looking at.
Former Iraqi officers from colonels on up cannot apply for the new Iraqi corps. They are barred because of their high ranks in the Ba'ath Party, an organization now banned as an instrument of Saddam Hussein's rule. But these officers have been working with U.S. officials, says Colonel Frawley. They have supplied pay records and employee lists stored safely at home when the war began, a war many of the officers chose not to fight.
A lot of former officers have asked about coming back, and I've been told due to the restructuring, you know, they have a chance, but the older they are, you know, we're looking for a younger force, and that their sons actually have a better chance of joining.
The new Iraqi corps will be one-tenth the size of the army under Saddam Hussein. Unlike the Saddam years, Colonel Frawley says all of Iraq's diverse ethnic groups will be recruited in a quota system that ensures equal representation. The first paychecks and pensions will be issued later this month. But that doesn't stop the demonstrations on the street. Most of these men have to find a way to feed their families now. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.